بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was sitting with his companions, a young man came and he asked for permission to commit zina. We're going to look at this hadith and see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with him, that led to this young man transforming his life and never thinking about that again. So while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his companions, a young man came and in front of them he asked for permission to commit zina. He said, "Oh, Ya Rasulullah, will you give me permission to commit adultery?" And the Sahaba, the people who were around him, they all started reacting. They said, "Hey, be quiet, be quiet." But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't react. Instead, he told him to come closer. And then he invited him to sit with him. And the young man, he sat with him. So in this situation, this is such a crucial situation right here. And we need to ask ourselves that, do we have this level of approachability when it comes to other people? Whether we're parents, teachers, leaders in the community, you know, any type of position we have that we have authority over other people, are we approachable? Especially for people who are struggling. If our kids are struggling with a certain something, are they able to approach us with their problems? Because we see here that this young man, he knew this thing was haram. Because he's asking for permission to do it. So he knew it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. But he's overwhelmed with his desire. So he comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asking for permission in front of everybody. And everyone reacts to him. And this is a problem because, you know, when we have things that we struggle with and we go to people who are supposed to be able to help us and they react, how does that impact us? Are we going to continue? Are we going to open up to them? Or are we going to shut down? Because we start feeling judged that, you know, this is a problem and getting judged for this. So what's the even point of addressing this with these people? But you see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made this young person come closer to him. So he understood his struggle and he made him feel understood without even saying anything yet. But he gave him that safe space. He allowed him to come and sit with him before he started to deal with the problem. So this is very key that we need to ask ourselves that people able to approach us, our kids able to approach us and come to us with their problems. Because if they don't come to us with their problems, they don't feel safe, they don't feel comfortable to do that, then who are they going to go to? And what kind of advice are those people going to give them? So we have to be careful that when something happens, we don't react in a way that's going to turn them off. And this happened so many times. Even when I was younger, I would not want to see a certain person in the masjid because I felt that this person was going to judge me and was going to look down upon me. So it was more easier to avoid that situation altogether. Then the Prophet ﷺ made him sit down beside him and he asked him a series of questions. And he said, "Would you like that for your mother?" And then the young man responded and said, "No, by Allah, may my life be sacrificed for you." And then the Prophet ﷺ told him that other people would not like that for their mothers as well. And he asked him, "Would you like that for your sister or your daughter?" And he said that, "No, by Allah." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that people would not like that for the daughters either. And then he said, "Would you like that for your sister?" He said, "No, by Allah, may my life be sacrificed for you." So he said, people would not like that for their sisters either. And then he asked him a fourth time, "Would you like that for your aunt?" And he said, "No, by Allah, may my life be sacrificed for you." So he said that people would not like that for their aunts either. So we see here in this situation, the Prophet ﷺ did not react to him. He did not start telling him that, you know, this is something that is haram, you should not do this, major sin. This young person, he understood that. And this is like the wisdom of the Prophet ﷺ, where he understands the situation. And he knows exactly how to deal with this person. So what he did here was he asked a series of questions that got his focus to shift. So instead of thinking of himself, because when we think about our desires, we become preoccupied with our ego. We only care about satisfying our desires. We're not worried about the consequences that's going to have on our life and also on other people's lives as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked him a very powerful question that got his focus to completely shift. So he went to one of the most, if not the most beloved person to this individual, which is his mother. And he said, "No, by Allah, I would never like that for that, my mother." That is the natural reaction is going to be like that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could have ended with that question because the person he saw. But the thing is, we have to be able to condition our behavior. Because sometimes at the first sign, we don't get it. The first instance, we don't get it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then started asking about his daughter, his sister, his aunts, to kind of condition that behavior within him to start thinking about other people. So through these questions, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is conditioning his mind. He made him feel understood. He understood what the problem was. He directed his focus to something else, but then he conditioned his behavior as well to be continuously thinking about that. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his hand and he put it on this young man and he made a dua for him. That he said, Allahumma ighfir dhanba wa tahhir qalbahu wa hassin farjahu. Oh Allah, forgive his sin, purify his heart, and protect his chastity, protect his... So here we see the sincerity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanting good for this person. You know, how many times have we sincerely made dua for somebody? Not just on the surface level, we say, may Allah make things easy for you. But we actually genuinely, from our heart, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve a person from the difficulties that they're going through. And this is the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that had an impact on this individual so much that after that, he never was inclined to any sort of bad, terrible behavior. And then in another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that hate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates. And love for your brother that which you love for yourself. So once again, he's shifting his focus to a higher purpose, to be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when we're overcome with desire and we're committing these sins, we're not thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not thinking that he's watching us. But when our mindfulness changes, when our presence changes, that we're aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, then we're going to be shy, we're going to be hesitant, we're not going to go towards that sin. But when we're overcome with our ego and we're only thinking about ourselves and we're not thinking about other people, then it becomes very easy. This is how shaitan, he deceives us. And it becomes easy to fall into that sin. And then once again, he tells him that love for your brother, that which you love for yourself. Love for your sister, that which you love for yourself. And imagine we actually applied this hadith, this principle in our lives. And not just like in the community, but with our own family members. We spoke to them how we would like to be spoken to. We would dealt with them the way that we would like to be dealt with. Imagine the transformation that would have on our relationships, on our own individual life.